Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. At SFO, you can discover award-winning flavors and unique shops all before takeoff. Learn more about what's at SFO at flysfo.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
Mic check, check one, check two. Are we here? All right, we're here right now.
Ish. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Right Now-ish. I'm your host, Pendarvis Harshaw. Wishing a happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. The biological fathers, the father figures, the grandfathers, the step-pops, the uncles, the community dads, and so on. I know Right Now-ish is in the middle of a series on wheels, community, and culture, but we had to pump the brakes to do a show for Father's Day. A day of celebration, and for many, a day that opens wounds. I want to give a little love to those out there who have strained relationships or are missing their fathers in one way or another. Also sending some love to the fathers who are missing their children. I don't take it for granted that I'm extremely fortunate. My daughter and I have a remarkable relationship. Despite my other shortcomings, I'd like to think that I'm doing okay as a dad. One of our highlights of this past year is something that I think a lot of parents can relate to. We adopted a kitten. And with our new furry friend came my latest lesson in parenthood. What was supposed to be an educational experience for my child on the joy, pain, and responsibility of caring for another living creature ended up being yet another trip around the learning curve for me. Today we're shifting gears. It's a Father's Day story from me, a dad, to all of you. Coming up in the time that it takes to find the lost remote.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as like the place to be, California. The land of milk and honey. That's where you go to Sunshine State. But we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Now-ish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
A few days after my daughter's fourth birthday, we were cruising down the freeway. In the backseat of my dad mobile, tucked safely into one of those cardboard carrying cases, was an adorable white and gray kitten named Sky. Right next to the box, in her child seat, was my daughter Z, who didn't stop cheesing the entire ride home. I know because I periodically checked. That glow was short-lived. Once we got in the house, Sky bounced out of the cardboard carrying case, and the first thing she saw was Z running at her with her arms lovingly open. Sky hissed, Z cried, and that's pretty much the way the relationship has been ever since.
I was petting her.
And she just scratched you out of nowhere?
Mm-hmm, but that's pretty good nicely.
You're petting her nicely?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I see your elbow?
Don't get me wrong, they've got their moments. They'll chase each other, running from one end of the house to the other. But every once in a while, the kid gets scratched or the kitten gets tossed. Z once covered the kitten in hand soap. The kitten licked herself and hiccuped all night. Not too long after that, the kitten tore up one of the kid's teddy bears. Pure cotton carnage. And to be fair, the kid once stuffed some fallen leaves in the guy's collar to give her a mane. The kitten kind of let it happen, like she wanted to be a lion or something. Honestly, it's an adorable relationship. My issues arise in the weeks when Zia's at her mom's crib, and I'm a sitting duck, subject to the wrath of this ferocious feline. It's war. Me versus this pocket-sized wildcat, and she's fully energized because the kid isn't here to chase her. And I'm like, look, bruh, fall back. But Sky, aka the kitten from hell, does the exact opposite. My furniture, a scratching post, and a hair dump. My flowers, trampled by her paws. My ankles, a moving target. I'm even subject to enemy fire when I'm using the restroom in the morning. I've gotten used to quickly lifting my feet in order to dodge those cat claws that come creeping under the bathroom door. But I still haven't gotten used to that thing that cats do when they zip back and forth around the house, pinball style, jumping on stuff with their claws out. That shit makes me uneasy. She's a kitten, I know. She's not the cat from hell, just doing what cats do. I had a couple cats as a kid. I don't recall them being this obnoxious. Maybe that's because, one, I was a kid, and two, my mom held it down, even though it was my pet. Kind of like how Sky was Z's birthday gift. Thus, it's her cat. But I feed the cat and clean its litter box. And the whole idea behind adopting Sky was to use the cat as a way to teach Z about being responsible.
But I said go away, Sky, but she didn't go away. I was just trying to get some rest.
You're just trying to get some rest?
Yeah.
But I ended up growing in that area. On the weeks when Z is with her mom, I'm often at home, especially at night. I can't stay out too late. I gotta get home and feed my kitten. That's something I really said the other day. When I go to the store, I buy a new cat toy for Sky, a new kid toy for Z, and some back pain meds for me. Everyone's taken care of. It's not all war. We have our moments. When I'm posted in my recliner writing, sometimes the cat sits between my feet, curling up into this cute little white and gray fur ball. Okay, I might like the cat a little bit, especially when I'm bored and I grab the laser pointer. But I'm not a fan of that bite that comes after what seems like a few nice pets.
Scott, be nice to me.
Or how, whenever I'm in the kitchen, the cat will just keep circling my legs. Again, I'm like, fall back, bruh. But Sky is here. She's a member of the family. I can't get rid of her. Again, the kid freaking loves her. She's one of the many pets who were adopted during the COVID-19 pandemic, and she serves as a reminder of all that occurred this past year. More importantly, she serves as a reminder of how your children's joys, pains, and responsibilities ultimately get delegated to you when you're a parent.
She meows at doors.
She meows at doors?
I'm Pendarvis Harshaw, host of Right Nowish, a dad, and a cat dad. Marisol Medina Cadena is the producer of this show. Our editor is Jessica Plachik. Our engineer is Seal Muller. Kiana Mogadam, Sarah Pineda, and Jacqueline Carbajal make up the engagement team. KQED execs are Erica Aguilar, David Marcus, and Holly Kernan. I'm your host, Pendarvis Harshaw. Thank you for listening to my story about being a cat dad. I gotta give big love to my daughter Z, Mama T, and my whole family, including Sky, the kitten. Hats off to all the fathers out there. Enjoy your day. Oh, and you all be sure to tune in next week for the next entry in our series on Wheels, Community, and Culture. We've got a story you won't want to miss. Until then, peace. Right Now-ish is a KQED production.
Cass likes playing with plants.
She does. She likes eating my plants. And sitting on my plants.
Yeah, so we're not going to go let her outside.
We could let her outside.
She's going to play with the dead teens.
Hi there. I'm Randa Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.